Last year, the bipartisan Iraq study group commissioned by Congress described the situation in Iraq as grave and deteriorating and made a series of recommendations revolving around a decreasing role for U.S. combat forces and increasing the role of political and diplomatic efforts. Now, 1 month into President Bush's military surge aimed at securing Baghdad, former Defense Secretary Perry describes what he calls a disastrous security situation which continues to deteriorate. He also says that without political progress, it won't really matter how long U.S. forces remain in Iraq.
As grim as this situation is, it could become even worse when U.S. soldiers leave, as the administration has stated. But in the absence of political reconciliation, that could be true whether we leave a year from now or whether we leave 5 years from now.
Perry also offered this harsh assessment of President Bush's approach in Iraq.
I believe that the president's diplomatic strategy is too timid and his military strategy is too little and too late to effect the lasting and profound changes needed. His strategy is not likely to succeed because it is tactical, not strategic, because it does not entail real conditionality for the Iraqi government.
Nevertheless, Perry says he agrees with the president's assessment that a rapid withdrawal would lead to disastrous results, adding that implementing Iraq study group findings would provide an opportunity to stabilize the situation before U.S. combat forces leave. Fred Kagan of the American Enterprise Institute says the president has a political military strategy, not just a change in tactics. He points to successes by U.S. and Iraqi government forces against al-Qaeda forces in Iraq, in Anbar province and elsewhere, and criticizes those calling for withdrawing U.S. forces.
Responsible people in this city understand and say repeatedly that we cannot simply abandon Iraq and allow it to become an al-Qaeda safe haven and advocate leaving U.S. forces behind to engage in counterterrorism.
Jessica Tuckman Matthews, president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, questions whether Iraqis will move toward a political solution anytime soon, saying the U.S. has continued to pursue a possibly unachievable objective of unifying Iraqi factions based on benchmarks. She believes the U.S. presence will prolong and delay an inevitable but understandable struggle for power in a political vacuum.
What we are talking about here are fundamental allocations of political power. And I believe that the Iraqis are not yet ready to make those choices themselves because they haven't yet tested each other's strength and will. And there are too many organized groups determined to do that. So I believe we are engaged in a rather elaborate exercise of self-delusion about the benchmarks.
House Armed Services Committee Chairman Ike Skelton repeated his view that with forces tied down in Iraq, U.S. counterterrorism efforts elsewhere are suffering.
Iraq has proven to be a distraction from the war on those who attacked us on September the 11th. And I believe we must move to a more limited presence in Iraq so we can dedicate more resources towards finally eliminating al-Qaeda and posturing our forces to deal with future strategic threats.
In other hearings on Capitol Hill Wednesday, lawmakers heard from other experts, among them Daniel Byman of Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service and the Brookings Institution.
I regret to say that I believe that the United States will not be able to bring peace and stability to Iraq in the next several years, and that even in the long term, ending the Iraqi civil war would require a far greater military and civilian commitment than we currently have. And even then, the chances of success are far from certain.
Byman advocates a substantial drawdown of U.S. forces from current levels with what he calls a containment strategy to confront any spillover from an all-out Iraqi civil war involving a force of some 20,000 U.S. troops based in neighboring countries. The numerous hearings, including one on a yet-to-be-passed Iraqi government oil law, came a week after the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives voted for a resolution calling for an April 1st target for removing most U.S. combat forces from Iraq. The hearings also came as two Bush administration officials, Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, visited Capitol Hill to meet with Republican lawmakers, part of administration efforts to reassure members of the president's party nervous about administration strategies. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.